And I, if I be exalted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today is the feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. This Mass is said before the relic of the true cross, where Jesus was crucified, and after the Mass, you can all venerate this precious relic where your Savior remitted and forgave your sins. This feast started from a Roman general named Constantine. At the end of the Christian persecution, he was fighting against the pagan rulers of Rome. He and his soldiers saw in the cloudless sky the cross, which had been persecuted by Romans for 3 centuries. The cross shone above the sun and was surrounded by these words, "By this sign conquer." All the idols of Rome were conquered by the approach of Constantine's army, which now held the cross as their standard. And in the year 312, it was fought the decisive battle which brought the pagan Rome to its end. Children, we are called Christians because we are followers of Christ, and we honor the cross because Christ was crucified to the cross. But many other people in the world also call themselves Christians. You might have heard of Protestants, or Baptists, or Methodists, or Anglicans. They call themselves Christians, but they don't go to Holy Mass. We, on the other hand, we are Catholics, the true Christians, because we know that we are sinners, and we need to make reparation. You remember, children, that Christ suffered terribly on this holy cross, and he did this so that we would not have to suffer eternal punishment for our sins, but we might go to heaven instead. Holy sacrifice of the Mass is the same sacrifice which Jesus offered on the cross, and by going to Mass, attending this sacrifice, just like Virgin Mary stood on the foot of the cross, we show that we follow Jesus all the way up to the Calvary. Unlike non-Catholics, we confess our sins and we are sorry of them. You see, children, the people who are not Catholics, they think that Jesus just took away our sins we have committed. But this is false. Jesus certainly took away our sins, but it is not enough just to say this. We also have to be sorry for our sins and ask God's forgiveness of them. Like we saw in religion class yesterday, it's not enough just name your sins. You need to confess them, be sorry of them, and be ready to make reparation of them. And we, of course, want to know if our sins have been forgiven us. And for this, we need a priest to tell to us that. The priest who celebrated the sacrifice of the Mass, and who also absolves our sins in the confessional. If there is no priest who celebrates the Mass of Calvary and announces our sins forgiven, how could we know if our penance has been sufficient? None of the other churches has priests. Only the Catholic Church has priests. Dear children, often it's not easy to be a follower of Jesus, but if you persevere to the end, you will receive the gift of heaven. Non-Catholics, they do not believe in penance and sorrows. They are willing in their lives to follow Jesus only after his resurrection and ascension, namely enjoy their lives on earth and then go to heaven. But a true follower of Christ follows him also on the way of the cross, and he is ready and willing to bear the sorrows and sufferings in his own life as well, because it was his own sins which caused our Lord to suffer so much, much on the cross. Saint Peter writes us, "Ye young men, be subject to the seniors, and do ye all insinuate humility one to another, because God resisteth the proud, and to the humble he giveth grace. Be ye humbled, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your carefulness upon him, because he hath care of you." Children, in this school you have everything necessary, what you need, so that you can go to heaven. You have the priests, the Mass, the confession, and the sacramentals. Remember to be thankful and grateful of all these when you today, after the Mass, adore the relic of the same cross on which our dear Jesus was crucified. As Saint Peter just wrote, be humble, obey your parents, your teachers, and your priests. Your job of following Jesus is really easy if you think of it. It is certainly a lot easier than that of many martyrs. Tomorrow we commemorate Saint Nicomedes, who was a priest in Rome in the first century. Saint Nicomedes was famous in helping persecuted Christians and burying their bodies. Because of this, he was arrested and ordered to offer sacrifice to idols, that is, to false gods. And when he said that he, as a priest of God, would offer only the holy sacrifice of the Mass to God Almighty, he was beaten to death with clubs. If you children ever feel that you have too many chores, too much work, too much homework, or that the adults don't understand you, remember the cross, and remember your Catholic faith, and remember the Mass, which has opened the gates of heaven to you. It is God in his goodness who has given all these to you. Even the armies of Constantine had to fight their way to Rome under the banner of the cross. If your own life, your own fight is difficult, tiring, and sorrowful occasionally, think of this as your own martyrdom, your own way of the cross, and your own reparation for your sins. Because, as it is written in the Imitation of Christ, "Be thou therefore always prepared for the fight, if thou wilt have the victory. Without a combat thou canst not attain unto the crown of patience. If thou art unwilling to suffer, thou refusest to be crowned. But if thou desire to be crowned, fight manfully, endure patiently. Without labor there is no arriving at rest, nor without fighting can the victory be reached." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,